It's Deprogrammed, the podcast where we try to get you into a band. That's right. We do all the work for you. All you have to do is sit back and listen. And today, look up in the sky. It's an explosion. Ooh, that does not sound right. But it is Explosions in the Sky Day today. Christina, you put them up on the board. And I feel like this was like a quick thing, but we'll get to that. Tell me why you wanted to talk about Explosions in the Sky today.
Was it me?
I feel so.
Like I wouldn't have done this to us. Explosions in the Sky is actually, as much as we're going to say that this was difficult today, is a very beautiful band. I have loved them for a very, very long time. I saw them live in 2016, I think, and it was transcendent. I mean, this band is one of those bands that you don't really see coming, you know? And I feel like more people should listen to them, but when you tell them there are no words, they're like, So this band is completely instrumental, and I think that's what kind of surprises me about how long they've been around. But I don't know. I think that it'd be a fun way to bring people into this band, and like to do a fully instrumental band on this show would, in my mind then, probably sounded fun.
In your mind then. And so you put it out on the Deprogrammed channel on Discord, and almost immediately Joe was like,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in. So Joe, Explosions in the Sky. Tell me.
Yeah, so I was introduced to Explosions in the Sky around 2017. I was dating somebody at the time, and she introduced me to them. And much like the name, it was an explosion in my mind because I was just so blown away, honestly, of this band. Like Christina said, no lyrics, just instrumental. And I feel that this was honestly, I don't necessarily want to say a turning point, but for me to realize how much I love music and how much music touches my soul, if you will, right? Mm-hmm. Because this band just literally, I'll use the term eargasm, like, man, this band is just so damn good for not having any lyrics. And if you've ever listened to the show, you know, the man Joe is such an emo kid, and I love a good lyric that just stabs you in the heart, right? Pulls on your heartstrings. But this band somehow does that without saying anything. So yeah, it was one of those things where I saw it up on the board, or however it happened. I don't remember. Maybe it was a conversation that we had in after the fact the last time Christine and I did a show and we talked about it. Whatever. In any case, I was like, yeah, we have to talk about this band because people, you need to know about Explosions in the Sky. But I will say, you have to, well, maybe you don't have to. Actually, I will say, you have to love music to really love this band. Like, you have to have an affliction, if you will, I don't know, to love music. But even, I guess, even if you kind of sort of like music, you'll probably like this band from my point of view.
So yes, it is for me. Explosions in the Sky was this band that somewhere between LimeWire and Spotify popped up on my radar. It was one of these like weird downloads.
That's a real big gap.
Well, I just mean like there were that, like whenever LimeWire died down, there was like something else that like that popped up and like was leading me to new music, and I for the life of me can't remember the service. And
was it BearShare?
Maybe
Pandora, maybe.
No, it wasn't anything that's still around. It definitely like it faded within months. And you know, I found like four or five different bands on it, and Explosions in the Sky was one of them. And you know, kind of to Joe's point, this was something that I never, you know, would have assumed I'd get into. It's mathy, which is surprising because like my affection for math rock at this point is like I love math rock now, but like there's no words. It doesn't seem like it should be a band that I would love. Now, my ears for now, you know, when we do this show now, like they're completely opened, not only just because of the experience of the show, but there is a band around here called Long Division that does this as well. And I saw them, and when Explosions in the Sky made it back to me at some point, I was like, oh, okay. Like, yes, I can like an instrumental band that does rock. I think we need to start talking about how we did this, because the thing I've been wondering about since I pushed play on the playlist is I honestly don't know how the fuck we do this. Christina, talk to me about how you put your list together, because I'm curious what your thought process was.
Like Joe said already, is that he's a big emo kid who wants a lyric to really stem in the heart. I am that way as well. I am a lyric person. Everybody who's listened to my episodes knows that. And so I thought for myself, like, doing this list would be a fun challenge. And I, you know, now in hindsight, don't believe that was the case. And it's because there's no way to play the quote unquote game with this band. There's just no way. Like,
Yeah. You
can sort of be like, oh, I know that Tina likes bass lines, or I know that Justin loves a really cool guitar riff or whatever. Right. But like, there's a lot of that kind of everywhere. And so
every song.
And what's super difficult about this list too, before I kind of talk about my process, is that there are not a lot of songs, but they're all very long.
Mm-hmm.
So we agreed to do 20, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. There's only like 42 or something like that.
Yeah.
43?
I think it was 47, but like,
yeah,
it's not.
Yeah,
a lot.
It was in the 40s. Mine. Yeah.
But the playlist is over 5 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really tough. But the way I went about this, I kind of went into like a really weird, like, overtired space where I just listened to it from a space where I could not possibly think about anything else. And I was like laying there, like in and out of sleep with my phone in my hand, just screenshotting my phone with one hand.
Yes.
And like whichever song just like hit me at a certain part, I couldn't tell if a song was continuing into itself or had started a new one, but I would do a screenshot every time I just like got transported, right? Like I was just laying there, closing my eyes, photo in my hand, and screenshotting things as they like smacked me in the soul. So like I had some that were duplicates because it was the same song and you couldn't tell if it was a new song or not. But that's how I did my list. And then when I got done with that, I didn't quite have 20. I had, I think, 17. So then I went back and like parsed through a few things that I was like, oh, I remember like glancing at my phone in my car when I was listening to this one, listen to it again. Or yeah, it was a process. Definitely something I was not prepared for. I was like, I don't know how to do this. I started listening to it and I was like, no, I've got to be like focused on this. Otherwise, I'm going to sink. I knew I would sit there and think way, way, way too hard about it if I tried to go at it analytically. So I went completely on gut feeling.
That's, I think, the only way to do it. But Joe, here's your chance to prove us wrong. How did you go about putting your 20 together for this?
No, I mean, really, I think you definitely hit it on the head. Like, you just have to go with your gut, because literally every single one of these songs could be a top 10 on any list, because as we mentioned, whatever, 8 minutes ago, you know, there's no lyrics. It's all instrumental. So, and I'm going to kind of go back on what I said earlier. I think you do actually have to love music in some form to listen to Explosions in the Sky, because I think otherwise you're going to get bored, because yeah, these songs are 8 to 11 minutes long, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I know the idea of this show, right, is to get you to listen to this band if you've never listened to them. I'm just saying, honestly, you have to love music if you're going to get into this list. Honestly, otherwise you're probably going to have a sour taste in your mouth, mm-hmm. unfortunately. But even opening your mind and loving music even just a little bit, whatever your favorite genre is, if you can take that into listening to this band and giving it a shot, I think you'll be surprised too. But to the point, to the question, it wasn't difficult for me in the sense, because I already had about 11 songs on my liked list anyway. Mm-hmm. So I already kind of started off ahead, if you will. The hardest part was actually filling in the last 9, what I wanted to put in there. And kind of like Tina there, I started kind of really thinking about it too much. And so I skipped over. I was like, wait a second, just listen and feel. And whatever that is, if it's a, because all the songs kind of essentially build, grow, crescendo, and then trail off, and maybe they come back again. So I wasn't necessarily trying to pick on like, oh, I'm just going to find the one that does that, because they all kind of do that. It was just, yeah, if a part of a song really hit me, then boom, it made the list. So yeah, essentially, it was easy to make the list. The difficult part was really just filling in the last 9, if that makes sense. It's overall, I would say it was medium. It was medium across, it was medium around the board to finalize the list. So yeah, I love this band. And kind of go back to the person I was dating. She had told me stories about just laying outside, looking at the stars, and listening to this band, and just feeling it, you know, essentially eyes closed or looking at the stars and just feeling this band. There was other mind altering things going on too, which is fine, whatever. I won't talk about those, but she talked about how awesome it was to listen to this band. And then that's how I got into this. So yeah,
it was, remind me of that story. Remind me of that story for after the fact.
Yes,
I will. Yeah, no problem. Got it.
So for me, the hardest part is not like listening, but like immediately, like once you're listening to track one, you're like, okay, I already don't know how to dissect this. We talked about you two both being emo kids, and it's funny that this band with no lyrics, it still is wrought with emotion. So I can't lead there either.
Yeah.
So that's a dead end. I mean, the only thing you can do is, you know, this is third time repeating, go with your gut. Like, you have to just go with your gut and hope that you two had that same gut feeling when you were listening to it. Like,
exactly.
So I found myself weighing out, you know, a couple things, like, you know, accessibility versus what this band does. And I was like, yeah, but you can't lean too hard on accessibility, because if you lean too hard on what's accessible in this discography, then you're leaving out what's truly great about the band. So like finding the balance between, you know, this is the best that Explosions in the Sky has to offer versus, hey, here's a little something that will rope you in. I don't know, but again, by song 2, I hated the both of you. So you should know that.
I get that. I understand.
And then by the...
It's not easy. It's like, I know... Sorry to cut you off. I know how I said it was kind of middle of the road for me, but honestly, it's not easy to just... In your position, Justin, for sure. Obviously, you do this every single week. You have a brand new band that you have to run through the whole discography, but it's not easy, especially with Explosions in the Sky with no lyrics to even latch onto. Like, you have to just sit through the entire 5 hours and like, okay, I guess I'm gonna pick this one.
Yep. Well, and as Christina pointed out, there are so many points where like a song will quote unquote end, but you know, the way it flows, like they are flawless between songs. Flawless. Yeah,
they really are.
Like really, like the way I looked at it is these albums are art pieces, and you know, they're not the first band to do, you know, because again, weirdly, no lyrics, they're doing concept records. It's really one piece and many different movements, you know, the tracks are the different movements, but like you can't even break it down that way because each song has different movements as well. So it's, there's a lot to it. And ultimately I was like, well, I can either stress out and, you know, really, really try to play the game, which Christina already pointed out, you really can't, or I can just let go and go with what moves me today. And that's what I ended up doing. So that brings us to the next level of this conversation. And I hate you. I don't know how this is gonna go, but Christina, based on everything we've just said, again, 47 songs, how many do you think we are going to get through unanimously for the final say?
You know, with the small amount of songs, man, I'm gonna say two, because I'm not that enthusiastic about the pile we're about to build.
Yes. It's yes. There's gonna be a lot of songs that are gonna hit the floor that we're all gonna cry about. Joe?
Well, Tina took my number, because yeah, I think it's going to be real difficult with this band to actually match. So I guess I'm going to go on the positive side, though, and I'm going to say three.
All right. Well, damn it.
You're welcome.
As a reference point, Wasp earlier this year is the first and only band to ever get a zero.
Might be number two.
Oh,
Thrice had zero.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. So Thrice and Wasp, the only two to ever have zero. Is there common ground is the question.
Yeah, exactly.
I think there is.
I think there is. So there's common ground for sure.
So then do I go, oh, this is the third zero? Or do I, because then it's like, well, technically.
Would you still get that correct if you called zero? You'd get it correct then, right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I get the final say, I guess, but like, we still have to work through nine songs to get there. Right. Or do I go, you know, do I just go, do I prices right low or prices right high? Because there's no way, I mean, I'm sorry. I want to believe that we could do five. Mm-mm. But I don't see that happening. You know what? I'm gonna go out on my shield. I'm taking five.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
somebody's got to take it that way.
Yeah.
That somebody's got to go that
Hell
way.
Oh yeah.
All right. So we're gonna take a quick pause, and when we come back, we gonna play the game and see exactly how well we do. It's the programmed. Kickstart your road to fitness with the Hard Work Works fitness app for all ability levels. Full gym, no problem. What's included? Over 200 workout plans available for every situation, from a full gym to no equipment at all. Nutrition guide to help you stay on track. And all of this is only $10 a month. There's a special offer for DeProgram listeners. Use promo code STUPID and get your first month free. The Hard Work Works fitness app. Decide, commit, succeed. And join the hustle today. And with that, the name of the game is Deprogrammed. The three of us have combed through the Explosions in the Sky discography and plucked out 20 songs that we're now going to mash together in an attempt to create a top 10 starter kit for you in case you have never given Explosions in the Sky the time of day. Now, I don't want to do my typical thing, and I've been... If there's something that grabs me harder than my typical first play, that's where I lead. And when I was listening through my list earlier today, I grabbed this song hard. I hope at least one of you has it so we can get it in the convo at least, but you never know. Greet Death.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, look at that.
What?
Whoa, I was not expecting that.
Oh, I love it. Because, yeah. Like,
that was my last add-in.
Oh.
I think. No, second to last.
I had it on there for, yeah. But yeah, hell yeah.
And I mean, you know, I can't do the typical, oh, you know, it takes a second to come in, because yeah, it does. You know, some of these is very much that way. But once
some of them are 5 minutes before it gets into it.
Yeah. But that moment, and you'll know it, you're like, oh God, look, Christina mentioned being transported. And this absolutely did that. Like it took me out of this little room. I don't know where it took me. I didn't have enough time to like really think about, you know, where to. Come on.
So good.
It just immediately chills right now, folks. I got my hairs are on end. Like, it just takes you away, I guess is the best way. And
I feel like we're going to say that a lot.
Yeah. But this was the moment I'm like, okay, there is light at the end of the tunnel. There is something that we can grab onto and point to, and it's beautiful. It's wrought with emotion, and it's big.
Okay. One for one.
Yeah, that might be the one though. So we'll see.
We'll see.
All right, Christina.
Remember me as a time of day.
I don't have that one.
Nor do I. And so it begins.
I had a feeling.
So it begins.
And I won't have a ton to say about a lot of these because it's exactly like you just said with the last one, is it's emotional and it's big. And I think the thing with all of Explosions in the Sky is somehow, some way, to some corner of your soul, it feels important.
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. 100%.
Well, again, like, again, hammering your point home, just like you won't have a lot to say, like, why you're presenting a song, I don't have a lot to say for why I didn't. You know, like, yep. it just didn't hit me at, you know, at that point in time. All right. Joe?
I'm going to go, so this is off of the last album, The Wilderness, and this one essentially just sounded out of nowhere, was like, wow, this is like a punk rock song, sort of, in the background, so that's why I picked it, naturally. Colors in Space.
Mm-mm.
I got it.
You do? Nice. All right.
It's got two.
Yeah. Again, like we just mentioned, like, not necessarily going to have a reason for picking or not picking, but when this one came on, there was something, yeah, in the background. I was like, oh, shit, this is kind of punk rock. I got to have this. So.
Here's another recurring theme. A song melting into the next, like, flawlessly. And you know, there's times where you want to ignore it because this is what this band does. But when I came back around, I was like, but this is so beautiful, so flawless that I feel like I almost wanted to present it, you know, as one song, but, Yasmin the Light.
I do not.
Which song did you want to pair that with, the song before it or the song after it?
I wanted to pair it with Greet Death, but I guess point taken.
Okay.
Like it really could.
Because I had both before and after, but not it.
Gotcha.
Which is a total spoiler for down the road, so I'll play that in my dump out.
No, I didn't have that song.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't have it, but that's, I think that That's the second album or the third album. That's the second album, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I think they that one again. They do it really well throughout their entire discography, but I feel, especially in that second record, how everything flowed so well. Like, yeah, just one long album. I think they did that probably the best on that second one from my ears. But yeah, that's just a random thing.
Yeah. All right, Christina.
So my favorite record, because it hit me right at the right time, is The Earth Is Not a Cold Dead Place. That one feels very personal to me for some reason. So I'm going to play First Breath After a Coma.
Yes. Yes.
I don't, but again, twos are just about as good as in, I think.
Yeah.
What a beautiful that song.
That song has made me cry many times, honestly. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
It is stunning. But,
it's powerful.
All right, Joe?
Well, that was what I was going to play.
Oh, shit. Wait. I'm sorry.
Tell me you have it.
I do. I was looking at the wrong album.
Yes.
It's so good. I couldn't have asked for a better song.
So
to make it through,
we talk about track ones a lot because I have a, we know where I stand with track ones, but
yes, we do.
Like with this band, they're critically important because, as we mentioned, it's like the album is like it hinges. Ooh. Like a track one can be subpar on a Smashing Pumpkins record, right? And it'll still be a great Smashing Pumpkins record because all these other elements, Billy Corgan lyrics and whatnot. But like, Pumpkins is probably a bad example. But maybe Blink, Blink 182 can have a bad track one. They don't, but they could, and you'd still have a good Blink record. If Explosions in the Sky had a bad track one, everything is thrown off. Like completely, because they're all kind of one song. So, like,
and you probably wouldn't take the time to even try to listen to the rest of the album,
right? And so, again, like they're setting up the song that is this album. And there we go.
Oh, it's so pretty.
Listening.
It's like ethereal. Like, that's what I love about this record specifically, is like when you listen to it, you feel like you're floating in space almost. Like you have all these worries and all of these stresses and everything in your life that's really hurting your soul, and this album feels like it's trying to sew it back together.
Beautiful.
Make you believe that it's going to be okay again. And I love that about this record. It's so pretty.
Very well said.
Yeah, I can't top that. All right, now it's actually your turn, Joe. Now that I corrected myself.
Like I said, that was going to be my play. I'm gonna stick on the same album though. And this song is the theme for one of my favorite TV series of all time, Friday Night Lights.
I was hoping.
Your hand is in mine.
Yes.
Ha! There it is!
There was no way I was going to let this list slide without that song, because it is their biggest song, and it's the theme to Friday Night Lights, which is the perfect song for that show, by the way.
For sure.
But it is absolutely, absolutely fucking stunning. Like, the little, like, drum rolls in it are just, like, so beautiful, but like it's just twinkly, but then I love it so much.
I got the goosies right now. I get goosies all over.
It's so good.
Yeah, I mean, everything we've said about the band, I mean, just to relate it to even that show, I mean, talk about all the ups and downs, and I don't even have words, but yeah, it's the perfect song for that show. It's
And, you know, we talked about, so this is the bookend to First Breath After Coma. So we talk about how critically important an opening track is. Well, equally as important. And again, lots of bands can get away with having a subpar closing track because the rest of the album is just great. This band can't. Like, they can't afford, and I don't want to use a term like brave or anything, but like, the art is like fully on display, and you know, I don't know, man. Maybe sometimes I feel like I'm putting too much into it, but like,
no.
But like you said, there is this feeling of importance as you're listening, and that it just keeps recurring. So
this is the drum part I was talking about, where it kicks in and you have those like rolling snare drums. It's so pretty.
All right.
Oh, I'm so glad you all had that.
Me too. I was going to be a little sad about that one.
Just like that, though, we're at Joe's 3.
I know, right? That's crazy.
I was so happy to be wrong.
Yeah. No, like always, but like especially this band, because... You know, this could have been a disaster. We already did better than Wasp. We already did better than Thrice. We already did better than Jimmy Eat World, folks, which is still mind-blowing. Oh, God. Oh, no. All right, I'll do the thing that I normally do, just because it's a track one, yes, but it's also album one, track one, and it sets the tone for the band. And you immediately know, you know, I didn't know I was in trouble yet, but I knew, okay, I know what this band is. I know what they're going to do. I know, I don't necessarily know where they're going to take me, but I know how they're going to take me. A Song for Our Fathers.
Yep.
Yep.
There we go.
Yeah. I mean, you said it. I mean, yeah. Track one, song one, album one. Sets the tone.
I could,
you know, we've done enough shows together. I feel like we just all maybe know each other well enough at this point, or we're all similar enough people.
My five doesn't look so crazy.
I'd say that's big facts. They're big facts. I mean, I'm glad that I undershot and I was wrong. Again, more so just thinking like, oh, where, how are we going to find each other in on Explosions in the Sky? But I'm very happy to be wrong at this point.
Okay. All right, Christina?
I am going to go kind of later down and pick So Long, So Lonesome.
Nope. I don't have that one.
You've got to start wheedling it down.
Yeah. 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 Exactly.
So Long. We're gonna have some misses, and the fact that this is what, the second one into the bin.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Both mine.
Oh, don't put it that way.
No. Yeah. Don't do that. Don't do that.
No, we have failed.
Nah, I'm not ever going to be offended by this one. This is, I mean, maybe I'm taking the time in the wrong place of the show to say this, but please listen to this band. Like, don't let us talk you out of it by saying it's difficult to choose them. What that means is that this band can really speak to whatever you're going through. And I think if I would have been going through something different when I listened to it, I would have picked different songs.
Yep.
And you get to interpret exactly it the way that it feels to you without them telling you this is what this song is about. And I think that's where I'm not offended if somebody doesn't have the same song as me, because I'm going through something right now that like lots of other people don't experience. And so I'm finding a lot of peace and solace in these songs where somebody else might have just needed to feel surrounded, right? Like it does not bother me at all.
So I'll say this. This might be the first episode where I will not hear Justin, no.
Yeah, I don't think you'll hear that on this one.
That's a
no.
That is a recurring theme for a Christina episode.
Or just a flat out wrong.
Yep.
Wrong.
All right.
I won't do it to you this time.
Joe?
Well, I'm gonna stick on that same album, because if there's anything more emo than that, all of a sudden I miss everyone, the name of the album. So I'm gonna stick on that same album, and I'm gonna go with that first track, The Birth and Death of the Day.
Yes.
Yes.
There it is. Yeah.
Dude, that song is stunning.
That one too. Man, that one made this one made me cry also. I can't tell you necessarily why, but yeah, it was powerful to me.
Well, these songs are transformative, and they take you, at the risk of being repetitive, they take you places. And if you let them, to Christina's point, they will take you wherever you want to go. If what you're feeling is kind of sad, and you pop this in, and you're listening, and it can take you to a sad place. It can take you to. Honestly, because this is probably like the second or third time you've said that, Joe. Honestly, these songs are so beautiful that it may just be the sheer beauty of them that is making you cry.
Yeah. That too. Yeah, I was just trying to think of the try to put into words the thought I just had. Like, if I think maybe what sums up Explosions in the Sky the best, I think both of you have mentioned it now. Like, whatever you are feeling, if you're feeling happy, if you're feeling sad, if you're feeling lost, stuck, you could probably put on just about any song of Explosions in the Sky. Maybe you get a good cry and you feel better, or maybe you just let it take you away and you float away for a couple minutes and forget about all your problems, and then you'll feel better because of that too, I think is probably the best way to say that.
Okay. I don't know about any of these.
We didn't know about any of them at the beginning.
That's true. Very true. Let's throw out a floater. Let's find out. Trembling Hands.
No.
I do not have
Okay.
that.
All right, Christina.
The moon is down.
Yep.
Okay, good, because no.
So good. That
Yeah, I didn't want
whole
to. I didn't want to say it when you first played. When you talked about the
spoilers.
previous song, I was like, I hope you still play that one, because I have.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I've decided. I was like, I think I'm just gonna play it and see what happens. And I'm glad that you had it. It's like Justin said, it's like the progression of those three songs in a row is so good. It's so good. Please just listen to that record in order. Don't ever shuffle this band. Just
Oh
don't.
yeah, no, don't.
No, yeah. I think you. Yeah, I was gonna say that. I wasn't even trying to have any type necessarily of like, oh, have to have album representation for this band, but it turns out that I just kind of did naturally, and like you said, you have to play from track one to. I mean, they usually have five or six tracks on the album, but you have to go one to six. Don't skip around, for sure.
Absolutely not, because if you do, you might track two could open you up to what you just heard in track one. Like, so
Right.
do not do that.
And obviously, I mean, I guess not trying to jinx it either. Obviously, our list is going to end up potentially being from different albums, of course, we already have. But in the same sense, if you go back and listen to the albums in a row, like, mind blown.
All right, Joe.
All right. I'm gonna go. This concept, album, The Rescue, was interesting to me, but there is something that hit me for whatever reason. So I'm going to play Day Two.
Yes.
No.
All right.
Okay. I do have some days, yeah, but not that one.
I think that's probably in, again, I say least favorite, not because it's not good, but it was just interesting for me, the Rescue album. I don't really have words to describe it, but it was interesting for me.
All right, let me follow suit then. I'll stay on that record. Day Four.
No.
I don't have that one.
Okay.
What if we have all the days except for ones that need each other?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great.
All right. Christina?
Day Five.
Yes.
I don't have that one.
All right. Day Five has two. All right. Joe?
I mean, Day Eight.
No.
No.
All right.
Justin, you got another day in ya?
Nope. Unfortunately, we've covered them all.
Oh, no, we haven't. I have one more.
Well, for me, I should say. I keep scrolling over this one, and I don't know why. So I'm going back. With tired eyes, tired minds, tired souls, we slept.
No.
I don't have that one. Oh. But I did almost put that one in. I did almost put that one in.
I couldn't get away from that name. It felt appropriate.
And like the song too, there's so much background, which is like eerie and chilling too, which is a good, like interesting, way that the song starts too.
And I mean, just listen, just listen to the band. All right, Christina.
6 days at the bottom of the ocean.
Nope. I don't have that.
I am so close to saying you're wrong, you guys. I'm so close.
I'm so close to it.
Oh, I'm so close. That whole record is perfect. It's so good. So good.
And you're not wrong on that. Obviously. I'm with you on that.
All right, Joe.
I'm gonna go off of "Take Care, Take Care, Take Care, Be Comfortable, Creature."
Yes.
Oh no, but two.
Right. I like that tune. That's a good one.
I really like the name of the track too, for whatever reason. Just
all right. So let's see. We got four unanimous, and we got five in the combo. Still plenty.
Don't we have five unanimous?
One, two, three, four. You're right. What did I miss?
Birth and death of the day. Birth and death of the day. Your hand in mine. First breath after a coma. Greet death and a song for our fathers.
The one I missed, mine. One, I got excited.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I thought we had five.
I got excited, but I mean, that said, five and five means no NTP, so at least it won't,
hey, we did it.
At least there won't be that. All right, so we're back around to me. How about Catastrophe and The Cure?
I don't have that one.
Some of these may have been me overthinking the room. But yeah, you know what? I don't need to repeat myself because that's all that's going to be at this point. All right, Christina?
Yeah, exactly.
Off the first album. Snow and Lights.
I don't have that one.
This one just makes me think of like those winter days where it's like late at night and it's snowing really soft and everything is just silent.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I feel when I listen to this song.
I definitely get that. I will say this. I know I don't have it on my list, but this is literally the moment I knew I was in trouble. Listening to this one, I was like, oh God, I don't know what we do. All right. Joe?
Yeah, I'm just gonna just go for it. Let me back in.
No.
Nope. I think I have right. seven left.
No worries. Nope.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8.
Okay, so maybe we do a couple more rounds and then, I mean, honestly.
Yeah, I got seven. I got seven also.
You know what? Maybe we just do one more because honestly, like at this point, I feel like we don't have a lot more to say. So I feel like, you know, you hate to say eight song or seven song dump out, but it's, we may have done the thing already. So
I'm with it.
So we'll do this one last round and then we'll dump out. Last known surroundings.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, there we go. Woo.
Hell yeah.
Just when I thought that.
That there's nothing left to give.
Yeah. But I will say this. I mean, you know, we took Final Say out of my hands, which is good. I didn't want that responsibility. We also just made it hard for ourselves because now we have to cut something else.
Thanks.
All right, Christina.
Glittering Blackness.
Yes.
I don't have that one.
All right. Glittering Blackness gets two. All right, Joe.
Losing the Light.
No.
Nope. Did.
All right.
But nope. All right. Losing the Light for Joe. All right. And I'll dump out right from the top here. Look Into the Air?
Yes.
Yes.
What? Whoa. Wow.
Okay.
Yes. Wow. That's awesome.
It's almost like we were all kind of just dancing around it.
I can't believe that.
On the dump out, no less.
Uh-huh. First dump out. Like, I haven't even gotten into the stuff. Wow.
Well, it makes sense because your first play we hit also. Yeah. So.
All right. Let's see. Next. Welcome, Ghosts.
Yes.
Oh, I don't have that one.
That would have been absolutely bonkers.
Yeah, it would have.
All right, let's see. Welcome, Ghosts. It's Justin and Christina. All right, next is Postcard from 1952.
Yes.
Damn it, no.
This is about to get really brutal. The Ecstatics?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, had to lose you somewhere. The Ecstatics. And last but not least, Logic of a Dream.
No.
No.
Okay.
Oh, wait, yes! Yes, I do have that.
Oh, all right. That's got a two.
I do have Logic of a Dream. To make it harder.
Yep. Very difficult. All right, Christina.
I have three left. A Poor Man's Memory.
Yes.
Oh shit.
I know.
This is gonna be so hard. Wilderness.
No.
And Day Seven.
No.
I figured not. Let's see. All right, that's it for me.
All right, Joe.
Obviously, it's just me here, but Magic Hours, Time Stops, and so that's and then we didn't have this on the list, but man, I love this song too. It's from Big Bend, Woodpecker, but we didn't put it on the have it on the list, but I wanted to mention it. It's probably the shortest Explosions in the Sky song that there is. It's like 3 minutes, but it's just so beautiful. And I wanted to play it. I kind of wasted a pick because I knew nobody else was going to have it since we didn't put it on the list. But I wanted to talk about it.
You know what? It may have sucked if we had like had to dig into NTP or something, like we were short, but there's no shortage. So it's actually, you know, you got it in there. So, wow, yeah. Folks. Seven.
What a game, though. Holy seven. Crap.
A Song for Our Fathers, Look Into the Air, Greet Death, First Breath After Coma, Your Hand in Mine, The Birth and Death of the Day, Last Known Surroundings Are In. And this convo, oh my God, 10 down to
that
three.
Album representation is wide.
Yeah, it is. Really is.
One, two.
Oh, the conversation looks like shit.
Did we cover everything? We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 records already covered with 7 songs.
I'd be fine. I mean, this is me just trying to like weed things down. Is I'd be fine getting rid of The Rescue entirely.
Okay.
I mean, I would second that too, just because, like I said, it was, again, it's not a bad album. It was, to me, different from all the other albums that they did, which isn't a bad thing, but yeah, I couldn't even say that it doesn't necessarily fit into. You know what I mean? But it was different.
Of all their concept records, this one's the most concept-y. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, it's within the structure of the song titles. It's that one you should just listen to as an album. I believe that about all of them, for real. But like that one specifically, you kind of have to take in as an album. So yeah, let's drop those two out. Like you said, at least make it a little easier. I mean, if we do care about album representation, then we need to take one of these wilderness songs, Logic of a Dream or Colors in Space.
I mean, I would, me personally, push for Colors in Space because it gave me those punk rock vibes, but that's my take. But I'm also, I had both, so I could go either way.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I was the odd man out on that, so you guys are going to have to
let's do
kind of, like, yeah. Tell me which one you think is more accessible to the outside world, because I didn't have either of them.
Let's do the thing that never helps.
Oh, perfect.
Yes, perfect.
So the name of the song, obviously, Colors in Space. You do feel very much in space. Let's get a little bit of the floating.
I feel like it's a few minutes in when they both hit.
Yep.
That right there.
Have to be patient with this band, folks. I know it sounds like we're talking about it being difficult. Song choices are what's difficult, not the band.
This music, like this instrumental, feels like it could be like at the backdrop of a Shins song.
What's that called? Is that called reverb? That kind of sound? Is that the same? Is that my saying it's the right thing?
It's like that's the roll. Like, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a sound on top of a sound, for sure.
Yeah. That background there, that's like, sounds like singing, but it's not. Like, that's, it's good too. Just flip a coin.
No, boy.
It's funny to say that the experimental band went really experimental with the Wilderness, but that's what I felt with the Wilderness. It's like, they experimented on top of the experimentation that they are. I do feel like that's a very flip the coin. So I take it there's no, I mean, there's room for both, but there probably isn't room for both, right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Because we only have three spots, right?
Right.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't think we can take both.
Can we shelve? We can shelve that.
Right.
Yeah, let's come back to it.
We can come back to it. Come back to it.
We'll come back to it. It'll be easier in 5 minutes.
For sure, 100%. Like, just wait, have the time pass a little bit. Listen to an Explosion in the Sky song. We'll come back to it.
All right. So, is there something that's kind of jumping out at you, Christina, that like you feel like would really be a very welcome addition to our list?
I know you didn't have it, but Joe and I had Be Comfortable Creature, and that one really lives, as the kids say, rent free in my brain. That one hit me a certain way, I think.
Let's do it. Let's pop that through. There we go.
If you feel good about that, Joe.
Yeah. No, yeah, 100%. I mean, like I said, even just the title of it, just hits me, like, you know, the creature that I am, the creatures that we are all in this world, you know?
All right. So same question to you, Joe, is there something kind of sitting there that you're like, cool, well, that really probably should, that would be a really welcome addition to what we've done so far.
I mean, besides, I'd say probably Welcome Ghosts is sticking out at me. I didn't have that one. I believe you two did.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. And it is off the record, which might be, if we want to call it, favorite record. All of a sudden, I miss everyone. So, like, I'm good with that one. All right. Welcome Ghosts. Yeah.
Let's do that then. And now, only a few moments later, let's do the hard thing that we've already tried to do. Logic of a Dream versus Colors in Space. Hold on. Where do they appear on the record? Because that might help too. Nope. 1, 2, 3, 4, and like next to last. I feel like at this point, maybe Colors in Space. I don't know, man, because Logic of a Dream, like, it really does feel like you're going through a dream state. But we got to think about like rounding out the list. I think I might be leaning Colors in Space.
Go for it.
Yeah. Let's do that, because there's no need to hand wring over something that we all love.
Yeah, we'll just make the decision. Yep. Pull the trigger.
There we go. All right, so that's 10.
Guys, we did it. That was not too bad.
Not really. No, like, I thought it was going to be a lot more painful than that. But we got A Song for Our Fathers, Look Into the Air, Greet Death, First Breath After Coma, Your Hand in Mine, The Birth and Death of the Day, Last Known Surroundings, Be Comfortable Creature, Welcome Ghosts, and Colors in Space. And now,
wait,
the hard part.
The
oh, yeah.
Really, okay. Really hard part. Let's crank it up, Christina.
This is going to be the hard part, because I always try to pick from unanimous if I can. And there are so many, which we did not think would happen. I think for me, I would pick First Breath After Coma.
Ooh. What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say too.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay, I had it narrowed down to two. I had it down to First Breath After Coma or Greet Death. I will say this for Greet Death, I feel like it locks somebody in earlier. But I feel like setting the precedence of First Breath After Coma tells everything you need to know, like be patient and yeah. It will pay off. Be patient. So I think that probably is, even though I think technically I like Greet Death a slight bit better, I think First Breath After Coma does what we're after here.
All right. And I get that, because Greet Death does pop into your face a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel like we just said.
Yeah, we're setting somebody up for failure if we give them Greet Death, I think. I think then they expect to get popped in the mouth and then go through the waves. And it's like, sure, there's times where that happens, but don't expect that. Like, that's not what this is. So, all right. Well, let me find it on this list. There we go. First Breath After Coma is our number one. Whew. Nice little breath after not quite a coma, but wow. A Song for Our Fathers, Look Into the Air, Greet Death, Your Hand in Mine, The Birth and Death of the Day, Last Known Surroundings, Be Comfortable Creature, Welcome Ghosts, and Colors in Space rounds out our 10. And I could say, let's let First Breath After Coma get a little moment in the sun, but it's still early in the song. But be patient. Be patient, children.
That like heartbeat sound of the percussion in the back.
Yeah.
Swelling of the cymbals.
I would just love to see them live.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it. It is stellar. One of the most transcendent shows I've ever seen.
Folks,
I believe it 100%.
Yeah. Folks, we have done it. We have turned you on to Explosions in the Sky, and you're better off for it. And now look, every week I try to say we've done the hard work for you, so you don't have to, right? Like I try to say that. This is truly one of those experiences where like we really did do the hard work for you. Take this list, and it will suffice. If you like the flavors that you get here, I promise you it is worth the time to listen to the records. This is definitely that kind of band. If you like any little bit of what you got, just dive. Just do it and let it take you wherever you're going to go. So I leave that in your able hands. If you want to leave things in my able hands, patreon.com/ohhijustin is a great place to do that. $1 a month gets you in the door. You get deprogrammed before the rest of the world. You get an audible thank you every month. And, you know, Oh Hi Justin episodes occasionally. They used to be daily. I understand, it's a thing. It's a thing sitting in front of a microphone. I love doing it, but it's sometimes it's a whole thing to set aside that time. So, but you do get that. You also get access to certain Discord channels in our Discord, which you can join if you do not want to pay the dollar. That's fine. You can join by going to legionofstupid.com. Scroll down a little bit. You'll see the Discord logo. Click that link. It's an invite. Come join the Discord. We count there. We chirp pucks there. Like, all sorts of stuff happens in our Discord. So come join, have fun. Let's see. If you're already on legionofstupid.com, you can listen to episodes, or hey, you think you could have done a better Explosions in the Sky list? I dare you. I dare you. You can sign up for one. The sign up sheet is, so if you go to the top, it's podcasts, click deprogrammed, and you scroll not even quite halfway down. There's a sign-up sheet. Tell me what band you want to talk about. Give me a way to contact you. Please be on the lookout for an email from me, and then and we'll go from there. We'll try to get you onto a panel as soon as we possibly can.
Lots don't people... forget with After the Fact.
Oh, Patreon. Yes. That's right. Yeah, we're going to talk more. And you will hear that if you join Patreon, patreon.com/ohhijustin. Also, we're a podcast. You can subscribe, rate, comment. All that would be great. I would very much appreciate that. But the absolute best way you can help this program is by telling somebody else that you listen to Deprogrammed. Tell somebody, hey, I love Deprogrammed, and you could too. So I would appreciate it if you did that. And with that, explosions of the sky. Learn them and love them, people. We'll see you next week. Bye.